Week 6 of the NFL is in the books. Rodgers might be done for the year. There's no unbeaten left and much, much more. Here's the recap in 2 minutes. The Killer Bees showed up and showed out in Kansas City as the Steelers handed the Chiefs their first loss of the season, begging the question, who's the best team in the NFL? The Giants won a game? Yeah, they did. At Denver, no less, 23-10 as the G-Men's run game finally showed up. A shootout in New Orleans is what everybody expected, and points scored by everybody. Stafford throws two pick sixes. Saints get to 3-2 with a 52-38 win. Aaron Rodgers is likely out for the year after this hit broke his collarbone. A game was still played, and the Vikes moved into the NFC North lead with a 23-10 victory. J-E-T-S, nope, still can't beat the Pats. New England benefits from a controversial fumble call on this play and win 24-17. Because we all called it, right, guys? Yeah, the Dolphins beat the Falcons this week, right? We called it. Smokin' Jay and the Fins win 20-17. Bears get their second win of the season with an overtime field goal over the elites of Joe Flacco and the Ravens in, kind of an ugly game. How you like that? Cousins balled out, and the Redskins held off a late flurry from the 49ers 26-24. Adrian Peterson is back. Okay, well, at least for a week, he looks good in a Cards uni. Cardinals hold off Tampa Bay 38-33. Rams get to 4-2 with a win in Jacksonville 27-17. I'm still wondering, though, are the Rams for real? Chargers don't botch a late field goal this year. Phil and the boys get out of smoggy Oakland 17-16. TBT as the Eagles move to the top of the NFC with a nice win in Charlotte over the Panthers 28-23. In Houston, Deshaun Watson continued his impressive rookie campaign, and the Texans got back to 500 with a 33-17 win over the hapless Browns. And on Monday Night Football, Super Mario and the Titans broke that losing streak to the Colts with a 36-22 victory.
Hello, friends, and welcome into NFL Daily, brought to you by Mizzen and Main. I'm Tom Downey. Alongside me is Mitchell Renz. Mitchell, our game plan was to break the Ezekiel Elliott news, transition into NFL Daily for some fantasy talk, and then nothing happened with Ezekiel Elliott.
Literally nothing. I've been sitting here. I don't know if I've gotten anything done in the last 4 hours, Tom. Just hitting refresh on my computer, refresh. Nothing. Then we find out that the Zeke news probably won't break for another hour. But
you were told, hey, it's going to be out by like closing time on the East Coast. And now it's like, oh, well, now it's actually going to be out at like 7 p.m. or Central Time or Eastern Time. Like, it's awful. I hate it. Make a decision.
Seriously, I mean, the one cool thing is you're right now the top trending tweet for Ezekiel Elliott on Twitter.
I am the top trending tweet. Head to at whatgoingdowny. We'll see it.
Yeah.
It was a pretty good tweet, I thought.
That was pretty sick.
It was a 2-second tweet. Yeah. Anyway, here's what we have on tap for you guys today. If the Zeke news comes through, again, we're waiting on the New York court to decide whether or not Zeke will get a new TRO, the same one that he had in Dallas, but this one is actually acceptable and will hold up in a court of law. So we're waiting for that case. In the meantime, we've got Monday Night Football highlights, we've got some injury updates, some fancy talk, and a special guest today.
And a special guest, yeah, a good friend of mine, so I'm excited to announce who that is.
You can do it now.
Oh, I can do it now?
Yeah, you can do it right now.
I can do it right
now. That's
called
a tease, man.
Oh, that's called a tease. That's called Brandon. A tease. Follow her on Twitter at BrandonHerFFB. She's a rock star. I met her at the Fantasy Sports Show in Toronto, and she's the co-founder of Her Fantasy Football, SiriusXM. She does it all. She's the kind of girl, like, if she gets in your fantasy football league,
you're gonna lose.
She's going to kick your butt. Yeah.
All right, we'll get to that here in a little bit. In the meantime, folks, how about some Monday Night Football highlights? Colts and Titans, a slow starting game, but it ended up being a pretty fun one. 6-3, Titans up in the second quarter. Brissett play action, Jack Doyle for the score. Colts now lead 10-6. 13-9 now, Titans ball, Mariota drops back, but John Simon, the linebacker, picks it off. Heck of a play, 26 yards back for the score. Missed extra point, 19-9, now it's 19-12 after another Titans field goal. Back to Doyle from Brissett, but he fumbles the ball. Avery Williamson knocks it loose. That leads to another Titans field goal, it's 19-15. Fourth quarter, finally a Tennessee score, DeMarco Murray right up the middle. That gives them the lead. So we're 5:30 to go, tied at 22. Mariota with time, deep downfield, Tawan Taylor wide open, 53 yards for the score, Titans up 29-22. A first down ends the game, but Derrick Henry, he wants more, and he makes Malik Hooker miss, and then he's off to the races, and Derrick Henry goes all the way for the icing touchdown. For the first time in 11 games, the Titans beat the Colts thanks to a fourth quarter comeback. They win 36-22.
Yeah, I mean, when I watched this game, though, the thing that I loved was the emotion that the Titans offensive linemen had on the sidelines. So, like, the linemen were like, let's run the ball, let's run the ball, let's run the ball. And then all of a sudden, you saw the Titans start to really lean on that run game and ultimately take over this game. They tired out the Colts. And, man, that run at the very end of the game, Derrick Henry going 72 yards, that was fun to watch.
That swung quite a few fantasy games.
That's an understatement. I mean, can you even imagine as a cornerback, you see that guy, 6'4", 240, barreling down the sidelines.
It's game over, man.
I'm getting out of the way. I'm good.
A vote, though. Who is the best team in the AFC South? A heart for the Titans, a wow face for the Jags, a ha-ha face for the Colts, and a like for the Texans. We can cross with the Colts now. That's why they're the ha-ha face. Where do you go, Mitch?
See, I think this is a really good one. I think it's between the wow face or the thumbs up, and I'm going to go with the Texans. I think right now, Deshaun Watson, I mean, I think that's really hard to argue. 15 passing touchdowns, absolutely tearing it up this year. And, yeah, they did just lose Merciless and J.J. Watt, and they played a weak Browns team. But, man, ever since Will Fuller has come back, he looks really, really good.
I will go with the Titans. They were my pick to open the year, and I still want to believe in them. And the AFC South is a mess, so I will go Tennessee. A healthy Mariota is a really good quarterback for a really good team.
No, and I agree. They also have a solid run game. Just that defense, man, is suspect at best. Like, they need to figure out what's going on in that secondary or else they're going to have some serious issues. But I don't know if we should count out the Jaguars. Jaguars might have the best running game in that entire division right now with Leonard Fournette, who is just absolutely tearing it up. And then that defense, they probably have the two best cornerbacks in the league right now, Jalen Ramsey and AJ Boye. So they just need to
punch right there.
Just need to find a quarterback.
All right, folks, today's show is brought to you by Mizzen and Main. If you need incredibly comfortable dress shirts, Mizzen and Main is the way to go. Go to comfortable.af to get a shirt. That is the name, by the way. Comfortable.af. That's the URL.
I was actually going to ask you if I could borrow your Mizzen and Main shirt now that your girlfriend's back in town and you won't need it.
I mean, borrow maybe, but she likes the shirt, so no, you cannot keep it.
I might need it for this weekend.
It's a really nice shirt. I mean, we'll see.
I'm going to the fair this Friday on a date.
Yeah,
so.
I know, because you bailed on me.
Sorry, man.
Yeah, you guys bailed on me. We were supposed to go Saturday.
Friday seems like the day I'm going to go. All
right, well, I'll be wearing my shirt, my Mizzen and Main shirt to the fair. Hopefully, I don't get it too dirty, though.
Hopefully not. All right.
Let's head now to some notable injuries. We start with Emmanuel Sanders, number 5. Week to week with a sprained ankle. So obviously sit Sanders if you own him. Is this a boost, though, for Demaryius Thomas fantasy owners?
I think it is just because we're talking about just an higher up in targets. And I will say, though, I think it helps him from a fantasy standpoint. I don't think it obviously helps the Broncos from a real live football standpoint. I mean, now defenses will be able to focus on Thomas, and he's really the only guy that's going to be able to catch passes now for the Broncos. So I'm not crazy about the move, but the ankle injury did look kind of serious. So I want to. I don't know when Emmanuel Sanders is going to be back.
Heading out to number 4 on our notable injuries list, that is Golden Tate. He could miss some time, Mitch.
Yeah, I think he's going to miss some time, which is unfortunate. I believe it's the shoulder that's giving him the issues, but it wasn't before his amazing touchdown celebration, which I don't know if you saw. He dropped the people's elbow on the football, which was awesome, but this is really going to hurt Matthew Stafford. I mean, he's kind of that safety blanket, if you will, for the Lions, so not having him is really going to take away some of those under routes, but Marvin Jones, man, he's been really stepping it up. I think he's got 23 targets the last 2 weeks, and he had a great game last week, and I mean, if he can kind of play the way that the Lions, I think, were hoping that he'd be able to, he could be an interesting guy to pick up in fantasy, but losing Golden Tate definitely, definitely hurts.
We'll head now away from offensive players to defensive players because they matter too. Luke Kuechly, another concussion he's dealing with.
Yeah, which is unfortunate, and especially for this Carolina Panthers defense, who really tries to bring that physicality, especially on defense. And without their quarterback in that defense, Luke Kuechly, this is really, really going to hurt that defense. We saw it a little bit last year when Kuechly was out. this defense kind of fell apart and this team kind of fell apart. He is a leader in that locker room, on the field, and not having that presence out there is really, really going to hurt this defense.
Two more injuries here. Number two, Jameis Winston, a sprain in the AC joints of his throwing shoulder. He's listed as day-to-day.
Day-to-day, I actually wrote an article on him at chatsports.com, so I suggest anybody who's interested in the Buccaneers or fantasy football for that matter to please check out that on Jameis Winston. But yes, he has the AC joint sprain and the throwing shoulder. It looks like he's going to be able to play, though. He was thrown on the sidelines of the game, and he probably could have came back in, but they decided not to. Ultimately, I think Jameis is going to be able to play through this, and from what he said, it's more of just a pain tolerance issue.
And then, of course, the most obvious one and the very clear one, Aaron Rodgers, the Packers quarterback, needs surgery for a broken collarbone. Let's just call his season over.
Oh, man, I almost want to take a moment of silence here for Aaron Rodgers and all the Green Bay Packers fans. I mean, this is sad. I mean, this NFL season has just been absolutely plagued, Tom, with injuries. And then when you see the best quarterback in the NFL go down, I mean, it hurts, man. Mm-hmm. Like, this is really upsetting for me. It's upsetting for the Green Bay Packers, a team that I think was Super Bowl caliber team, and now they're just, I don't even know if they make the playoffs, but I will say, I wrote an article on Chat Sports that highlighted that there may be a chance that Aaron Rodgers returns this season. The clavicle injury is normally 6 to 8 weeks, but it determines on how well the Packers can hang around, and I don't know if he's going to come back in the regular season, but he may be able to return if the Packers make the playoffs.
Speaking of quarterbacks, Mitch, let's talk about one who is still surprisingly unsigned, Colin Kaepernick. The news coming across on Sunday that he has filed a grievance against the NFL on the grounds of collusion, saying that the league and the owners have conspired to keep him out of the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of an interesting situation, but I don't know if it's actually collusion, Tom. I'm just going to say, like, I don't know if a team can use Colin Kaepernick at quarterback. Colin Kaepernick is a special kind of quarterback that you need, like, a certain system to have for him in order to be successful. And I just don't know at this point in the NFL season if you can find that type of quarterback who is going to be able to work in your offense. So I don't know if teams are colluding. I guess we'll have to stay tuned to figure out that.
I will preface this by saying, and folks, we want your guys' votes and comments and whatnot as well. Is the NFL colluding against Kaepernick? I believe that they absolutely are. Because there's a dude named Joe Callahan, who I'm pretty sure is the quarterback from the movie Draft Day, who is now on the Packers roster. And you're telling me that he is better than Colin Kaepernick?
So this is what I'm going to say about the Packers. I think the Packers are a different situation. The Packers build from within. They've always done that. They've always brought guys up. Mike McCarthy himself has said that it's very, very difficult to learn their system, and they said it normally takes 3 years to do, so they want to build up guys. I mean, I don't know who Joe Callahan is, but I think Joe Callahan fits the Packers better than what Colin Kaepernick would.
And I will say this. It's also much harder to prove actual collusion. You can't just be like, hey, I should be playing because he should be playing. No one signed me, therefore collusion. You have to be like, hey, where's the actual smoking gun? Where's the email or the text or the conversation that says, yeah, hey, there's collusion here. One note here. The NFL CBA gives a player 90 days to file a grievance, which would lead me to indicate that, hey, within the last 90 days, Kaepernick and his team have found some type of evidence that indicates that he's being conspired against. The difference, I think, what it's going to come back down to, I completely believe that NFL owners are intentionally not signing Kaepernick because of his protest stuff. 100%. But being able to prove that, that's going to be much, much harder.
And I'm on the side that I don't know if they do that. Like, I don't know if Colin Kaepernick is as good as what we think he is. And, like, I understand, should he be in the NFL? Like, maybe. But there's so much other background stuff that goes with it. And I think a lot of NFL teams just don't want to take that heat.
Again, folks, thank you for all of your comments and whatnot. I saw some yeses coming through there, and I think that's a fair assessment at this point. Like, yeah. Kaepernick should be on an NFL team, like, plain and simple.
Yeah, but from the business standpoint of it, it's tough because I just don't think NFL teams right now want to take the heat with all the other stuff that's going on in the league.
That's fair. All right, we're going to now get to your special interview here. So why don't you transition us in here, Mitchell?
Yeah, this is going to be Brandon, and she's my special guest, and she's an absolute rock star, like I said before, so enjoy. And we are here with Brandon
from Her Fantasy Football. You can follow her on Twitter at BrandonHerFFB. Brandon, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Where can we find some of you, some of your work? Where can I get you?
Oh, man. Well, it depends on how much time you have in a week, am I right? So I write articles and I do videos for Fantasy Alarm. It's been a really cool experience because I write the videos, I star in the videos, I produce the videos, I kind of do it all. So it's been really fun to kind of learn that aspect of just business and life, right? And then I do a Surprising Stats article that goes out every Thursday morning. And that one's really fun because I go through each team and give a surprising stat. Like last week, I talked about how Jeremy Curley actually had caught all 17 of his targets since joining the New York Jets, and he had become more and more trustworthy. So when you see those kind of things, it just kind of puts a little nugget in your brain when you're setting those DFS lineups or, you know, looking for one of those dart throws. So that's really fun. And then Her Fantasy Football not only is a podcast that you can listen to every Thursday morning, but also is a radio show on Saturday nights on Sirius XM from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. And Eastern, that is. It's a really, really fun show. And every once in a while, I also, this week I've already been on a couple times for the Fantasy Alarm radio show as well, which is from 4 to 6 p.m. So yeah, make sure to check out, I mean, Fantasy Alarm is where you get most of the stuff other than the podcast and the radio show.
Awesome. I mean, if I can give you one tip, if you're going to do Fantasy Stats article, make sure you don't put the number 100 in it. Learn that one the hard way. That is for
it's
sure.
It's not. I'm not that ambitious.
No. Well, I got to meet you at the Fantasy Sports Show in Toronto, and you were an absolute rock star there as the keynote speaker. And I was like, I got to get this girl on my show for sure. So thank you for joining us. You ready to talk some rumors?
Let's talk some rumors.
Let's talk some rumors. So, is Adrian Peterson a top 15 running back the rest of the season? I mean, he was pretty incredible this past week, so I want to know what you think.
Unfortunately, I'm going to say yes, but I'm going to say it in a really sad way. All of the running backs are dying. You know, like, I mean, they're all leaving us. And so at this point, I'm not quite sure who is top 15 and who isn't. Almost anyone has a chance at this point to be a top 15 guy. Definitely, this was a huge week for him, obviously, right? I mean, you know, listen, he only played 44 snaps as a New Orleans Saint over four games. He played in 48 snaps as an Arizona Cardinal in one game. He also scored two touchdowns. He went for 134 yards and was averaging 5.2 yards per carry. By the way, that is two more touchdowns and 53 more yards than he had, again, combined as a New Orleans Saint. So definitely this was a big move for him. It's definitely going in the positive direction. I think that you need to get him if he's out there still. You know, listen, there are some weird leagues out there. I get weird comments on Twitter like, should I pick up Adrian Peterson? I'm like, how is he not owned after he got traded? That doesn't make any sense to me. But hey, go and check, because sometimes those little nuggets are still out there.
Cool. No, I think it's top 15, though, is tough for me to really wrap my brain around, because Adrian Peterson, yes, like, I understand he played well, and the Bucs defense is, I think, a little bit banged up. But, man, 32 years old, that Cardinals team, they're going to be sponsored by Life Alert pretty soon with Palmer Fitzgerald and Adrian Peterson. I mean, these guys are old, but hey, they're still getting it done.
Well, I mean, who is going to be in the top 15, right? There's like the big guns. There's the Kareem Hunts, Todd Gurley, Leonard Fournette, Le'Veon Bell, Melvin Gordon, Jordan Howard, Ezekiel Elliott, maybe. We're going to hopefully hear some news about that today. We don't know, though. This could be it for him. What's going on with Carlos Hyde? You know, yeah, okay, I think this is going to be, you know, a very confusing situation. I'm not even going to be completely convinced after that one game where we heard that he was maybe going to get traded and then all of a sudden he had a great game. For me, I think it's up in the air. Are they going to continue using Chris Thompson like this? We love Devontae Freeman, but man, if they're going to give him single-digit touches, what is going on there? Lamar Miller, is Christian McCaffrey real deal? Kind of goes in and out. He had a huge game this week. LeSean McCoy's been disappointing. Mark Ingram. But now all of a sudden we get into this Javorius Allen, CJ Anderson, Duke Johnson territory. And that's where I think that Adrian Peterson's going to break in, because there are a lot of question marks once you get past those big guys. Is DeMarco Murray healthy? Because he certainly went out with a hamstring injury on Monday Night Football. These are all questions that are not going to get answered immediately. And that's where I think Adrian Peterson's just going to sneak in there. He's not going to be a Leonard Fournette by any chance. means, but I do think that he sneaks in because there are a lot of issues.
Okay, no, and I agree. I bet you we could talk about running backs for probably the next hour if we really wanted to, but we got to move on to fantasy rumor number two. With the Aaron Rodgers injury, are any Packers, can I own any of them? Like, are any of them startable? What do I do with the Packers?
They're fine. I understand that Brett Hundley is not great. I don't think this is the end of the world. I just think where we are now is that most of them are now matchup dependent down? As opposed to, yeah, I would go one tier down on each and every one of them. I think Aaron Jones may even get a boost from this, frankly. They need to be running the ball more. They need to control the clock more. It's a completely different game for them moving forward. I just think that when we're talking about guys like Jordy Nelson and Davante Adams, I think that they're still going to be able to get it done on a matchup by matchup basis. I don't think this ruins them forever. In fact, if someone's freaking out, I may go and get one of them as a deal. Look at all of the number one wide receivers. What is Julio doing right now? Is Demaryius Thomas ever going to score another touchdown? He had over 100 yards, but the guy can't score a touchdown. There are all these issues that are going on at the wide receiver position. Again, because of all the injuries this year, I just don't think you can rule anyone out. If they're alive and on the football field, they are someone you have to consider. So they're not unplayable, but certainly everyone does go down a tier. Except for Martellus Bennett, I wouldn't start him anyway. He could be dropped.
Okay, no, I hear that. So I guess real quick, Demaryius Thomas or Jordy Nelson rest of the season? Put you on the spot.
I would say with Emmanuel Sanders' injury, I would go Demaryius Thomas by a hair because they're going to need to lean on him in a way that, at least with Jordy, they also have, you know, Adams there, Cobbs, things like that. So it, depending on the game flow, it could be a different receiver. As opposed to the Broncos, there is uno receiver now. Done.
For sure. And speaking of the Broncos, I know you are a huge Broncos fan. And I entered Monday night with a little bit of a swagger. I'll be honest, a little pep in my step, down by 4 points in my family league. And I'm like, I'm going to win this week. I got CJ Anderson going up against the Giants, started them in all sorts of DFS leagues. And well, we know how that went, Brandon. So tell me, CJ Anderson owners, should I be panicking?
No, I'm not panicking. They had the worst game plan maybe in the history of football. I don't understand what that was about. When you ask Trevor Siemian, and by the way, who missed time to make 50 pass attempts, you were asking to lose against any National Football League team. I'm sorry. I don't care if they had 0 wins. You cannot win that game. Trevor Siemian should never be taking 50 pass attempts. That is ridiculous game planning. Now, CJ Anderson came out and said, I'm sorry, I didn't play well. I got to be better. Not only in his press conference, but even on Twitter, he apologized. I didn't even think he was really the problem. I mean, he only got 9 carries. He never got into a rhythm. The game script changed big time right away when they went down and everyone started just kind of panicking, like, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? I think they should have just stuck with him because eventually he would have worn them out and been able to break one off, but they just didn't do it. So when you're getting single-digit carries, it's really difficult to do something with that. He's only gotten single-digit carries. In fact, he's only gotten less than 20 carries one other time all season. So when you look around again, I don't think this is someone that you can bail on. Typically, he gets 20-plus carries a game. I think they go back to that because this was such a disaster. So, yeah, I mean, what a huge bummer. I agree. But I think we're okay, you guys. Moving forward, again, we keep losing players every week. Go with the healthy guys who are the lead of whatever situation they are on their team.
Yeah, and when I was looking at CJ Anderson, I couldn't agree with you more. I couldn't figure out why they went away from the running game. I mean, I know you're love stats almost just as much as I do. Yeah, you might even love stats more than I do. But CJ Anderson and the Broncos. So listen to this. I looked this one up because I knew you'd appreciate this. The Broncos are 0-4 in games that CJ Anderson doesn't get 12 carries or more, and he's 8-0, and the Broncos are 8-0 when he gets 12 or more. And I understand, like, you could look at that on game script, but this was a game script where they just totally went away from the running game and a game where they were still in it and just started chucking the ball. And I just can't understand against that Giants defense who prior to the game gave up the most rush attempts in the NFL. And we know they have a good secondary, so couldn't figure it out. I was really, really upset.
And it's not like they went to Jamal Charles. That's the thing. Like, people were freaking out. They're like, oh, they went to Jamal Charles. Jamal Charles only got 5 carries, everybody. I mean, he even got less than C.J. Anderson. It didn't feel like that, but because we were all expecting this bigger game from C.J. Anderson. But I don't think you need to worry that he's lost his job to Jamal Charles. Jamal Charles only had 10 carries in week one. Other than that, it's been single-digit carries. He's a change of pace back. They're trying to keep him fresh. And by the way, he's doing really well. It's exciting to see Jamal Charles out there again. But the reality is, it's still C.J. Anderson. This was just a horrible game plan from start to finish. There was nothing that the Broncos did that they should move forward doing. Okay, I think they proved that. All right, it was horrible. Ugh.
Well, somebody who is never horrible, that is you, Brandon. Absolute rock star to follow on Twitter. Where can we get you on Twitter? Where can I keep up to date with everything Brandon?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can follow me on Twitter at BrandonHerFFB, as in Her Fantasy Football. And yes, my name's Brandon, and I'm a woman. It's fine. And everyone's always like, did I hear that correctly? I'm like, yes, yes. So yeah, you can follow me there. And then all of my videos and articles are on FantasyAlarm.com. If you sign up for the Playbook Pro, you can get a month for free, so you can just try it out with BM Lee. And then as your promo code. But Her Fantasy Football is a podcast that you can get for free on iTunes every Thursday, and then our radio shows on SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern on Saturday nights.
Awesome. Awesome. Brandon,
and I do this with my real sisters. You also met them. Oh,
say
sorry. I do this with my real sisters. My real sisters,
yes,
that you already met.
Yes,
yeah.
I did meet
That's
them.
What I was going to say.
You guys are all very sweet.
Everyone thinks we're not sisters.
Oh.
Thank you.
You guys look alike.
I would think. I think people don't see us, so they're always like, oh, really? You're really sisters? And I'm like, yes. Why would we say we're sisters if we're not? That's so weird. People are weird.
Fake news. Well, again, Brandon, thank you, and we will talk soon, I'm sure.
Thank you so much.
Got it.
And once again, welcome back to NFL Daily, brought to you by Mizzen and Main. They make incredibly comfortable dress shirts made out of real performance fabrics, kind of like the stuff you wear to the gym, but that you can wear to the office as well.
To the office, to the gym, and on crazy days like today, Tom, where I'm not going to get home until super late, and I don't have to worry about ironing, I don't have to worry about cleaning, I don't have to worry about any of that stuff, because I can wake up tomorrow morning.
Not that you do anyway.
Yeah.
You peasant.
God.
Yeah, but you don't have to iron them, which is awesome.
That's what I mean. I'm just going to wake up tomorrow, roll out of bed. Yeah. Heck, I might even wear it to bed, and then I'm just going to come into work, and I'm going to look good.
Comfortable.af, check them out today. Commenter coming in from Eddie says, is the whole thing with Zeke official and done or not yet? And the answer is it's not, because we don't know. Yeah, that there's the shrug emoji.
Shrug emoji.
We don't really know.
7 o'clock Eastern time.
Yeah, the court was supposed to make their ruling at like 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock Eastern time, and they didn't, and it's still been delayed. So maybe around 7. Look, download the Chat Sports app, chatsports.com/app. You'll get notified the minute that we know for sure.
Oh yeah, I got the article ready, my man.
Right. Couple waiver wire things we're gonna have to get to real fast here, kind of quick fire style. Orleans Darkwa, Adam.
Ooh, yeah, I think he had a good enough week against the Broncos where he looked good, man. I think you got to go with him. You got to roll with him, 21 carries, 117 yards. And that was against a Broncos team that held really, really good running backs to basically nothing. So I'm at this point in the season, you got to add Darkwa.
We'll do one more halfback here. Deion Lewis, is he the go-to Pats back now, or is he just at least worth adding? Because it's a mess in that backfield again. I hate it.
Yeah, Bill Belichick, man. Right when you think you can figure it out, he plays tricks on you. 11 carries, 52 yards, and a touchdown.
A goal line touchdown. Gilsley fumbled.
Oh, yeah. That hurt me. I mean, Gilsley did fumble, which stings. But right now, I mean, if Deion Lewis is going to be the guy getting carries, you got to go with him.
All right, folks. We will have some more fantasy football rumors later tonight on our Fantasy Football Rumors podcast. Going to be in video form for the first time as well.
Can't wait. It's going to be beautiful.
Yeah, so search for that on iTunes, Google Play, whatever. That's the Fantasy Football Rumors podcast, Mitchell and I on there. Video form tonight, the first two. We're on audio. We are out of time. We have some more shows coming up that we need to get ready for. If you missed anything, don't worry. We're going to play it all back again here. So for Mitchell Renz and producer Lana, I'm Tom Downey. You guys stay classy out there.